The 12-week year, get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months. By Brian P. Moran. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The 12-week year, Get More Done in 12 Weeks Than Others Do in 12 Months by Brian P. Moran is a book that provides readers with an innovative approach to achieving more success and productivity within their lives. The book focuses on the concept of the 12-week year, which is based on the idea that if you focus your efforts into shorter periods of time, you can achieve greater results than if you spread them out over longer periods. This method allows for increased focus and accountability, as well as improved motivation and energy levels. Moran begins by discussing how traditional approaches to goal setting are often ineffective due to lack of focus or commitment. He then introduces his own system, the 12-week year, which involves breaking down goals into smaller chunks and focusing on one at a time over a period of 12 weeks. This approach encourages people to be more productive while also allowing them to stay motivated throughout the process. The book goes on to discuss various strategies for implementing this system effectively, such as creating action plans, tracking progress regularly, setting deadlines for each task or goal, and using feedback loops for continuous improvement. It also covers topics like managing distractions and dealing with procrastination so that readers can make sure they stay focused on their goals throughout the entire process. In addition to providing practical advice about how best to use this system in everyday life, Moran also offers inspiring stories from successful individuals who have used it themselves. These stories serve as examples of what can be achieved when someone commits fully to their goals over a short period of time. Overall, the 12-week year, Get More Done in 12 Weeks Than Others Do in 12 Months is an excellent resource for anyone looking for ways to increase their productivity and reach their goals faster without sacrificing quality or burning out along the way. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Set clear goals. Establishing clear goals is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to set goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Main idea number 2. Create a plan. Developing a plan of action is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. This plan should include specific tasks, deadlines, and resources needed to complete the goals. Main idea number 3. Focus on results. Focusing on results rather than activities is key to success in the 12-week year. It is important to prioritize tasks that will lead to the desired results and eliminate those that are not necessary. Main idea number 4. Take action. Taking action is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to take action quickly and consistently to ensure that goals are met. Main idea number 5. Monitor progress. Monitoring progress is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. It is important to track progress regularly and make adjustments as needed. Main idea number 6. Manage time. Managing time effectively is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to prioritize tasks and eliminate distractions to ensure that goals are met. Main idea number 7. Leverage resources. Leveraging resources is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. It is important to use available resources efficiently and effectively to maximize results. Main idea number 8. Set deadlines. Setting deadlines is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to set realistic deadlines and hold oneself accountable to ensure that goals are met. Main idea number 9. Measure performance. Measuring performance is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. It is important to track progress regularly and make adjustments as needed. Main idea number 10. Take breaks. Taking breaks is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to take breaks regularly to ensure that one is refreshed and energized to complete tasks. Main idea number 11. Celebrate success. Celebrating success is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. It is important to recognize and reward accomplishments to stay motivated and focused. Main idea number 12. Stay flexible. Staying flexible is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to be open to change and adjust plans as needed to ensure that goals are met. Main idea number 13. Delegate tasks. Delegating tasks is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. It is important to identify tasks that can be delegated to others and focus on those that are most important. Main idea number 14. Prioritize tasks. Prioritizing tasks is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to focus on tasks that will lead to the desired results and eliminate those that are not necessary. Main idea number 15. Eliminate distractions. Eliminating distractions is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. It is important to identify and eliminate distractions to stay focused and productive. Main idea number 16. Stay motivated. Staying motivated is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to set goals, recognize accomplishments, and reward oneself to stay motivated and focused. Main idea number 17. Manage stress. Managing stress is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. It is important to identify and manage stressors to stay focused and productive. Main idea number 18. Stay organized. Staying organized is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to create systems and processes to ensure that tasks are completed efficiently and effectively. Main idea number 19. Take risks. Taking risks is necessary to ensure that goals are met in the 12-week year. It is important to be willing to take calculated risks to maximize results. Main idea number 20. Learn from mistakes. Learning from mistakes is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to identify mistakes, learn from them, and adjust plans as needed to ensure that goals are met. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Setting clear goals is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to set goals that are smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This means that each goal should be clearly defined with a specific outcome or result in mind. The goal should also have measurable criteria so you can track your progress towards it. Additionally, the goal must be achievable within the given time frame and relevant to your overall objectives. When setting goals for yourself during the 12-week year, make sure they are challenging but realistic. Break down larger goals into smaller ones so they are easier to manage and measure progress against them over time. Finally, ensure that each goal has a timeline associated with it so you know when it needs to be achieved by. Main idea number 2. Creating a plan of action is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. This plan should include specific tasks, deadlines, and resources needed to complete the goals set out for the 12 weeks. It is important to break down each goal into smaller steps that can be completed within the allotted time frame. Each task should have a deadline associated with it so that progress can be tracked and adjustments made if necessary. It is also important to identify any potential obstacles or challenges that may arise during this period of time and create strategies for overcoming them. Additionally, it is beneficial to consider what resources are available, such as people, technology, or materials that could help make completing these tasks easier. Finally, it's important to review your plan regularly throughout the 12 weeks in order to ensure you stay on track. Main idea number 3. Focusing on results rather than activities is key to success in the 12-week year. It is important to identify what needs to be accomplished and prioritize tasks that will lead directly to those desired outcomes. This means taking a step back and looking at the big picture, understanding how each task contributes towards achieving the overall goal. Once this has been established, it becomes easier to eliminate any unnecessary activities or distractions that could potentially derail progress. It is also important to track progress throughout the 12 weeks so that adjustments can be made if needed. By monitoring performance regularly, it allows for quick course corrections when necessary and keeps everyone focused on reaching their goals within the allotted timeframe. Additionally, tracking progress helps keep motivation high as successes are celebrated along the way. Overall, focusing on results rather than activities during a 12-week year provides clarity of purpose and direction, which leads to greater efficiency and productivity over time. Main idea number 4. Taking action is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to take decisive and consistent steps towards your goals, as this will help you stay on track and ensure that you reach them within the allotted time frame. Taking action also helps to keep motivation high, as it allows you to see tangible progress being made towards your objectives. Additionally, taking action can help reduce stress levels by breaking down large tasks into smaller chunks that are easier to manage. When taking action, it is important to focus on what needs to be done first and prioritize accordingly. This means setting realistic goals for each week and then creating a plan of attack for how those goals will be achieved. Breaking down larger tasks into smaller ones can make them more manageable and less overwhelming. Additionally, it's important not to get too bogged down in details or become overwhelmed with perfectionism. Instead, focus on getting things done quickly but efficiently. Finally, don't forget about accountability when taking action. Having someone else hold you accountable for meeting deadlines or completing tasks can be incredibly helpful in keeping yourself motivated and focused throughout the 12-week year process. Main idea number 5. Monitoring progress is an essential part of achieving success in the 12-week year. It involves regularly tracking progress and making adjustments as needed to ensure that goals are met within the allotted time frame. This can be done by setting up a system for tracking milestones, such as creating a spreadsheet or using project management software. Additionally, it's important to set aside regular times throughout the 12 weeks to review progress and make any necessary changes. Doing this will help keep everyone on track and motivated towards reaching their goals. It's also important to have clear communication between team members about what needs to be accomplished each week so that everyone is aware of their individual responsibilities and how they fit into the overall plan. Regular check-ins with team members can help ensure that tasks are being completed on schedule and provide an opportunity for feedback from all involved parties. Finally, it's important to celebrate successes along the way. Acknowledging accomplishments helps keep morale high and encourages further effort towards meeting goals in the 12-week year. Main idea number 6. Managing time effectively is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to create a plan that outlines what needs to be done and when it needs to be completed. This will help ensure that tasks are prioritized and distractions are eliminated so goals can be met within the allotted timeframe. Additionally, it is important to set aside specific times for completing tasks and stick with them as much as possible. This will help keep you on track and prevent procrastination from taking over. Time management also involves setting realistic expectations for yourself. It's easy to get overwhelmed by all of the things you need or want to do, but if your expectations are too high, then you may not reach your goals in the given time frame. Setting achievable goals each week can help keep you motivated while still allowing room for flexibility should something unexpected come up. Finally, it's important to take breaks throughout the day so that you don't become burned out or lose focus on your objectives. Taking regular breaks allows your mind and body some time away from work, which can ultimately lead to increased productivity when returning back into action. Main idea number 7. Leveraging resources is an essential part of achieving success in the 12-week year. It involves utilizing all available resources to their fullest potential, so that goals can be met within the allotted time frame. This means taking advantage of existing tools and processes, as well as seeking out new ones that may help increase productivity and efficiency. Additionally, it's important to identify any areas where additional resources are needed and then take steps to acquire them. By leveraging existing resources and acquiring new ones when necessary, organizations can ensure they have everything they need to reach their goals. It's also important for organizations to consider how best to use their limited time and energy when leveraging resources. For example, if a team has identified a particular process or tool that could help them achieve their goal more quickly but requires significant effort or cost up front, it might not be worth investing in at this stage. Instead, the team should focus on using what they already have access to first before considering other options. Finally, it's important for teams working towards 12-week year goals to stay organized throughout the process by tracking progress regularly and making sure everyone is aware of deadlines and expectations. Doing so will help ensure that all available resources are being used efficiently while still allowing enough time for tasks related directly towards reaching the goal. Main idea number 8. Setting deadlines is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. Deadlines provide a sense of urgency and help keep us focused on our goals. They also give us something tangible to work towards, which can be motivating and inspiring. By setting realistic deadlines, we are able to break down our larger goals into smaller tasks that are more manageable and achievable. This helps us stay organized and motivated as we progress through the 12 weeks. It is important to hold ourselves accountable when it comes to meeting these deadlines. We should create systems or processes that will help ensure that we meet our goals on time, such as tracking progress regularly or setting reminders for ourselves throughout the week. Additionally, having someone else who can hold us accountable can be beneficial. This could be a friend or colleague who checks in with you periodically about your progress. By taking advantage of the power of deadlines, we can make sure that we get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months. Main idea number 9. Measuring performance is an essential part of achieving success in the 12-week year. It allows you to track progress and make adjustments as needed, ensuring that goals are met within the allotted time frame. To measure performance effectively, it is important to set clear objectives and milestones for each week. This will help you stay on track and identify areas where improvement may be necessary. Additionally, tracking metrics such as productivity levels or customer satisfaction can provide valuable insight into how well your team is performing. It's also important to review progress regularly throughout the 12 weeks so that any issues can be addressed quickly. Regular check-ins with team members can help ensure everyone remains focused on their tasks and keeps up with deadlines. Finally, don't forget to celebrate successes along the way. Celebrating small wins helps keep morale high and encourages continued effort towards reaching larger goals. Main idea number 10. Taking breaks is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It allows us to step away from our work and recharge, so that we can come back with a fresh perspective and renewed energy. Taking regular breaks helps us stay focused on our goals, as well as prevents burnout. Breaks also give us an opportunity to reflect on what we have accomplished so far and plan for the future. When taking a break, it's important to make sure that you are actually stepping away from your work. This means avoiding checking emails or social media during this time. Instead, focus on activities that will help you relax and unwind, such as going for a walk or reading a book. Additionally, try not to take too long of a break, aim for 10 to 15 minutes at most. By taking regular breaks throughout the 12-week year, you will be able to stay energized and motivated while still making progress towards your goals. Main idea number 11. Celebrating success is an important part of achieving goals in the 12-week year. It helps to keep motivation and focus high, which are essential for reaching objectives. Celebrations can be as simple as a pat on the back or a verbal acknowledgement from a supervisor, or they can be more elaborate, such as team outings or award ceremonies. Regardless of how it's done, celebrating successes should be done regularly throughout the 12-week period to ensure that everyone stays motivated and focused on their goals. When planning celebrations, it's important to consider what will motivate each individual team member. Some may prefer public recognition, while others may appreciate private rewards like gift cards or extra time off work. Whatever form it takes, celebrating successes should always involve some kind of reward that reinforces positive behavior and encourages further progress towards meeting goals. In addition to recognizing individual accomplishments, teams should also celebrate collective successes together. This could include group activities such as potlucks or game nights where everyone can come together and enjoy each other's company after completing a major milestone in the 12-week year. Main idea number 12. Staying flexible is an important part of achieving success in the 12-week year. It requires being open to change and adjusting plans as needed to ensure that goals are met. This means having a plan, but also being willing to adjust it if necessary. For example, if something unexpected comes up or there is a shift in priorities, then the plan should be adjusted accordingly. Additionally, staying flexible allows for taking advantage of opportunities that may arise during the 12 weeks. Flexibility also involves recognizing when something isn't working and making changes quickly so that progress can continue towards meeting goals. This could mean changing strategies or tactics midway through the 12 weeks if they aren't producing desired results. Staying flexible helps keep momentum going and ensures that objectives are achieved within the allotted time frame. Main idea number 13. Delegating tasks is an essential part of achieving success in the 12-week year. It allows you to focus on the most important tasks and goals, while freeing up your time for other activities. When delegating tasks, it is important to identify which ones can be delegated and who should take them on. Consider what skills are needed for each task and match those with the right person or team member. Make sure that everyone understands their role in completing the task and provide clear instructions so that they know exactly what needs to be done. It is also important to set deadlines when delegating tasks so that everyone knows when they need to have it completed by. This will help ensure that all goals are met within the 12-week timeframe. Additionally, make sure there is a system in place for tracking progress on delegated tasks so you can stay informed about how things are progressing. Finally, remember to give feedback after each task has been completed so people feel appreciated for their efforts and understand where improvements could be made if necessary. Delegation of tasks is key to making sure everything gets done within a 12-week period, but it's just as important to do it effectively. Main idea number 14. Prioritizing tasks is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. It involves taking a step back and looking at all of the tasks that need to be completed, then deciding which ones are most important and should be done first. This can help ensure that time is not wasted on activities that do not contribute towards reaching goals. Additionally, it allows for more efficient use of resources by focusing on what matters most. When prioritizing tasks, it is important to consider both short-term and long-term objectives. Short-term objectives may include completing smaller projects or meeting deadlines, while long-term objectives could involve larger projects such as launching a new product or service. By understanding the importance of each task relative to these goals, it becomes easier to determine which ones should take priority. It is also helpful to break down large tasks into smaller chunks so they can be tackled one at a time. This makes them less overwhelming and helps keep focus on what needs to get done first before moving on to other items. Finally, setting realistic timelines for completion will help ensure that everything gets done within the allotted timeframe. Main idea number 15. Eliminating distractions is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. Distractions can come from a variety of sources, such as social media, emails, phone calls, and even other people. It is important to identify these distractions and take steps to eliminate them so that you can stay focused on your goals. This could mean setting aside specific times for checking emails or turning off notifications on your phone when working on tasks. It may also be helpful to create an environment that encourages productivity by removing any potential distractions. For example, if you are easily distracted by noise or clutter in your workspace, then it might be beneficial to declutter and find a quiet place where you can focus without interruption. Additionally, having a plan for how you will spend each day can help keep you organized and motivated. Finally, it is important to remember that eliminating distractions does not mean avoiding all forms of leisure activities, rather it means being mindful about how much time we spend engaging in activities that do not contribute towards our goals. Taking regular breaks throughout the day allows us to recharge while still staying productive. Main idea number 16. Staying motivated is essential to achieving success in the 12-week year. Setting goals and recognizing accomplishments are key components of staying motivated. It is important to set realistic, achievable goals that can be accomplished within a 12-week period. This will help keep you focused on what needs to be done and provide motivation when progress is made towards those goals. Additionally, it is important to recognize your accomplishments along the way, as this will give you a sense of satisfaction and further motivate you to continue working hard. Rewarding yourself for reaching milestones or completing tasks can also help with motivation. Whether it's taking a break from work or treating yourself with something special, rewarding yourself for your efforts can help keep you motivated throughout the 12-week year journey. Finally, having an accountability partner or group who understands your goals and objectives can also be beneficial in keeping you motivated during the process. Having someone else who knows what needs to get done and holds you accountable for meeting deadlines helps ensure that tasks are completed on time. Main idea number 17. Managing stress is an essential part of achieving success in the 12-week year. Stress can be a major obstacle to productivity and focus, so it's important to identify and manage any sources of stress that may arise during the course of the 12 weeks. This could include anything from personal issues to work-related pressures. It's important to take time out for yourself, practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation, and make sure you're getting enough sleep. It's also helpful to set realistic goals for each week and break them down into smaller tasks that are easier to accomplish. Having a plan in place will help keep you on track and reduce feelings of overwhelm or anxiety about what needs to get done. Additionally, don't forget to reward yourself when you reach milestones along the way. This will help motivate you throughout your journey. By taking steps like these, managing stress becomes much more manageable over the course of the 12 weeks. With proper planning and self-care practices in place, it is possible to achieve great things within this time frame. Main idea number 18. Staying organized is key to achieving success in the 12-week year. It is important to create a system that will help you stay on top of tasks and ensure that they are completed efficiently and effectively. This could include setting up a calendar or task list, breaking down large projects into smaller chunks, delegating tasks when possible, and scheduling regular check-ins with yourself or your team. Additionally, it can be helpful to set aside time each week for planning and review so that you can track progress towards goals. Organization also helps reduce stress by allowing you to focus on one task at a time instead of trying to juggle multiple things at once. When everything has its own place and there's an established process for completing tasks, it becomes easier to prioritize what needs attention first. Staying organized also allows you to identify areas where improvements can be made so that processes become more efficient over time. Overall, staying organized is essential for making the most out of the 12-week year. By creating systems and processes that work best for you or your team, it will be much easier to achieve success in this short period of time. Main idea number 19. Taking risks is an essential part of achieving success in the 12-week year. It can be intimidating to take a risk, but it is important to remember that calculated risks are necessary for growth and progress. Taking risks allows us to push ourselves beyond our comfort zone and reach new heights. When we take risks, we open up opportunities for learning and development that would otherwise remain closed off. When taking a risk, it is important to consider all possible outcomes before making a decision. Weighing the pros and cons of each option will help ensure that any decisions made are well thought out and informed by data or experience. Additionally, having a plan in place for how you will handle potential negative outcomes can help minimize their impact if they do occur. Ultimately, taking risks is key to reaching goals within the 12-week year timeline. By being willing to step outside of your comfort zone and make calculated decisions based on research or experience, you can maximize results while minimizing potential losses. Main idea number 20. Learning from mistakes is an important part of the 12-week year. It is essential to identify and learn from mistakes in order to ensure that goals are met within the allotted time frame. When a mistake is made, it should be analyzed and used as an opportunity for growth. This can help to prevent similar errors in the future, while also providing valuable insight into how best to approach tasks or projects. When learning from mistakes, it is important to take responsibility for them and not blame others. Taking ownership of one's actions helps build self-confidence and encourages personal accountability. Additionally, reflecting on what went wrong can provide valuable lessons that can be applied going forward. Finally, when learning from mistakes, it is important to adjust plans accordingly so that goals remain achievable within the 12-week timeframe. Making adjustments based on past experiences will help ensure success in the future. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.